CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
I'm here with the Executive Director of the True North Foundation, Dwayne Green, and we're talking about the Winnipeg Jets Gala that just happened. What was the purpose of the gala?
So I would say the purpose of the gala is to inform our fans and the public of the work that we're doing here within the foundation. I think it's also, we do it at the start of the year to introduce our players, their wives and girlfriends to the work that we're doing, but also give them a sense of the great community that they're going to be working in.
That's amazing. And so the gala actually is a fundraiser for you, your organization, and it goes to several different projects that you guys run. So can you tell us which projects those are?
So we used to be a foundation that gave money to other charities, and now we're self-programming programs now that people may have heard the most of is our Winnipeg Jets Hockey Academy, where we have 750 kids across the city of Winnipeg in affiliation with three school divisions, where we use hockey to help them feel connected and attend school on a more regular basis and ultimately improve their chances of graduating. There's also Project 11, which is our mental health initiative. Currently, we'll have trained over 700 middle school teachers across the province of Manitoba for grades 5 to 8, and that's a 15-week program that teachers deliver within their classroom. We've also got Camp Manitou, which we took over in January of 2014. 29 acres of outdoor education opportunity. It allows us to provide that type of experience to, you know, children who otherwise wouldn't have the chance. And we've also just started in the last year a Learn to Play program, which is in conjunction with the NHL and the NHLPA, and we have just under 1,200 students this year that'll take part in that program.
Did you have a goal on how much you wanted to raise for the fundraiser, and did you surpass it, or how did that go?
You know, this year was a little bit different. Last year, with the Heritage Classic being here, we were actually able to do the event at the Convention Center and had twice as many people as we had this year. So, but I will say that we were pleasantly surprised. We haven't got all of our final numbers in yet, but we did gross just over $660,000, which was fantastic for us for sure.
People wanted to learn more about the True North Foundation. Where can they go and find out more about these programs?
So you can go to our website, tnyf.ca.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.